Just as the show started yesterday, the news broke that Tesla would build all of its cars with the hardware to at some point become fully self-driving cars. Now we've had some time to let that news really sink in. We thought it was worth discussing a little further. The Model S and the Model X vehicles with this new hardware are already in production, and you can order one now. Once the Model 3 goes into production, it will also contain this hardware. And as we said yesterday, the fully autonomous software packages will cost an extra $8,000. Now, that figure came from Engadget. Ars Technica says full self-driving capability is a $3,000 option at the time of purchase and a $4,000 option after the fact. Check the website at Tesla.com. It's a really complicated price structure. I could not figure it out. There's a lot of different options. Now, one thing we didn't note last night, but that probably doesn't come as much of a surprise, is that the new robot Teslas will not feature those unsightly cameras sprouting out of the top of the car like Google and Uber's self-driving cars, but they'll be built right into the sleek Tesla design. They also released a promotional video set to the tune of the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black for some reason. And I'll remind those that haven't thought about the Rolling Stones as much as I have in your life. Paint It Black is about a funeral.
Oh, you don't want that when you're Tesla and using it to tout self-driving capabilities. That's a really interesting facet of that announcement. Okay, so there's that, and I got to get over that. I couldn't imagine one of these Tesla vehicles with one of those little doohickeys on the top of the vehicle. So obviously Tesla's going to figure it out and build it into the vehicle. And that makes sense based on kind of the cool factor that is Tesla. And I think what I appreciate about this is Tesla's basically future-proofing its cars for the time when the technology is ready. So, I mean, from early on, they're going to have their vehicles, you know, capable potentially with the hardware to jump right into this. Obviously, the big hurdle is regulation and, you know, the regulation challenges, not only countrywide, at least in the U.S., but state by state and all that kind of stuff. That's going to kind of slow things down. So who knows when this actually happens, but that's so cool that basically, I mean, anyone who buys a new Tesla is going to have the ability to have fully autonomous vehicle at some point.
Yeah, they will be ready. But the other news with this is do not expect to use your fully autonomous Tesla if you want to drive for Uber or Lyft or any of those services. They will not let you, they say. So, I mean, that's partly maybe because of safety, but also because they're probably going to have their own. They've talked about having their own sort of lend out your Tesla kind of thing, which I'm still not really sure how that works. I mean, I'm guessing it would be like a Model 3, you know, that they would use for that, because I can't imagine like Leo lending out his Tesla to someone to drive. But yeah, so you can't use your Tesla and be an Uber driver.
Yeah, this was part of a blog post that Elon had, Master Plan Part Deux, back in July on the Tesla blog. We may or may not have talked about it on the show. I honestly can't remember.
If it's Tesla, I'm guessing we talked about it.
Yeah, but you know, part of what he was saying is, you know, these cars, they can be pricey. You can offset the cost based on the fact that you're only using your car 5 to 10% of the day, let's say. So that's 90% of the time your car is just sitting there parked. If your car is fully autonomous, you know, capable of that, then you could then go on to your phone, press a button in the Tesla app, and put your car to work while you're at work or you're on vacation, and offset the cost of your car by allowing other people to pick up rides and everything. They also said that, you know, in cities, major cities that don't have a critical mass of Tesla cars doing this, Tesla vehicles doing this, Tesla would have its own rideshare fleet. So it makes it's no surprise, you know, given that you can't use these with Uber and Lyft. It's prohibited in the terms of service, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Musk also said that a driverless Tesla would drive from L.A. to New York City by 2017.
Wow.
I mean, he must have meant by the end of 2017, because we're reaching 2017. But
yeah, that's how I interpreted that, is by somewhere within 2017, this is going to happen. That's crazy. I mean, the video more or less shows from the garage, pulling out on its own, letting someone in, and going to the Tesla lot somewhere across town. It shows the entire, the entire travel from point A to point B. Super impressive stuff. It's the future. And by the way, Elon had said on Twitter that this announcement was the Model 3 Part 2 announcement. The part one was, of course, the initial announcement of the vehicle. And somebody asked if there would be a part three. And Elon said, definitely. So there's more to come. Mm. Who knows what that'll be.